And so, on the 25th, 10th, 1916, we were declared as fit. And on the 27th and 28th of October, they dressed us in new clothing from head to toe, like for a wedding or a funeral. For some, it was a funeral. 1916 was a good year for apples around Rotenmann. So it was a proper joy to eat them and to listen to the nibbling. But I also saw people eating cabbage reeds, because an empty stomach is a terrible thing. And how wouldn't it be? In the morning, bitter water without sugar instead of coffee. At noon, a so-so lunch, about twice a week without meat. And for dinner, a spoon of potato water, or gray water, or both. At 2 p.m., on November 10, 1916, we assembled in a factory yard, with the band playing. The priest comes in, a procession, the trumpeter calls to prayer, and in a vast silence, the priest administered the host, blessed us, and there wasn't a dry eye left. We were put on trains and rode through Styria past Leoben. It was night and everybody was napping. I look at the clock. It is past 5 in the morning when the locomotive whistles and runs into the tunnel. I look out and wait. When will it come out? But there is no end. And whistling again. And we are out on Slovenian land, in Slovenian Jesenice, on a beautiful autumn morning, after a beautiful autumn night. Reborn, we are on a Slovenian station, again, where we got 2.5 cups of coffee and salami for breakfast. After a tough journey, we arrived in the karst village of Lokve. It is past 1 a.m. and everybody was sleeping, so we had to look for a place to sleep ourselves. The men from my train went to 2 farmhouses. I stopped at the first. God knows the lodgings weren't much, but I climbed up the barn and threw down some straw for my comrades to lie on. I stay up and throw some straw on myself, sweating as I was from a long march. I was boiling for a while. But above me, through a window, the old Bora wind was licking me from side to side. It was bright because of the moonlight, but the day does not want to arrive. I cast a light and look. It's 6:30. I get ready to get up and hear how wonderfully my comrades are sleeping, and I think I might have made them a better bed than the one I made myself. I think, how will I get out now? I sit and look up through the so-called window, which is getting bigger and bigger, and at the top edge I see how high the ground is, so I can step out without disturbing my companions. And so I was out in the so-called garden. Let me describe it. It looked more like a quarry or a toilet, because there were no garden beds. After I have a look around, I thought, now even these people, they must get up since they laid before me. But today is Sunday, so they sleep more. But anyway, I call out and soon a little lady shows up and says with a mild voice, where have you come from? This is how she addressed me, in Serbian. Good morning, I answered, a little angry. Since when do they speak Serbian in Lokva? And I say, good morning, woman from Karst. Well, you are Slovenian, she answers, and I say to her, yes, most of us are Slovenians. There haven't been any for a long time, as long as you're Slovenian, she answers. Yes, and mostly from Kars too, I tell her. Oh, this makes me happy. I will make some coffee. It was a cold night, right? Of course, I answered. As we sparked the fire and had a casual talk, she brewed some coffee and the little lady gave me plenty of sugar.